Penguin Audio presents Invisible Prey by John Sanford, read by Richard Ferrone. Chapter 1. An anonymous van, some kind of pale, cruised Summit Avenue, windows dark with the coming night. The killers inside watched three teenagers, two boys and a girl, hurrying along the sidewalk like wind-blown leaves. The kids were getting somewhere quick, finding shelter before the storm. The killers trailed them, saw them off, then turned their faces toward Oak Walk. The mansion was an architectural remnant of the 19th century, red brick with green trim, gloomy and looming in the dying light. Along the wrought iron fence, well-tended beds of blue and yellow iris and clumps of pink peonies were going gray to the eye. Oak Walk was perched on a bluff. The back of the house looked across the lights of St. Paul, down into the valley of the Mississippi, where the groove of the river had already gone dark. The front faced Summit Avenue. Oak Walk was the second richest house on the richest street in town. Six aging bur oaks covered the side yard. In sunlight, their canopies created a leafy glade with sundials and flagstone walks, charming with moss and violets. But moon shadows gave the yard a menacing aura, now heightened by the lightning that flickered through the incoming clouds. "Like the Munsters should live there," the bigger of the killers said.
"Like a graveyard," the little one agreed.